Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. Make sure you check out our website, Cannabis Talk 101, as we have so many great articles and blogs on our website. Feel free to call us anytime, 1-800-420-1980, you fucking idiots. All right, check us out on YouTube and IG, Cannabis Talk 101, Blue's at Christopher, one Christopher, right? And Joe Grande, of course, is at Joe Grande 52. And have you guys seen the latest edition of the Cannabis Talk magazine? There's some great articles and very cool stories in it, so go get yourself a hard copy today at your local dispensary or smoke shop near you. And if they don't have it, well, just hit us up at that number I just said and request some copies, or just check it out online. That's what I did. CannabisTalkMagazine.com. Subscribe now. And I am Daniel Hidalgo, production team here at Cannabis Talk 101. Alongside of me is the one and only. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, everyone? I'm Connor, part of the production team here. Daniel and Connor show again. Let's get down to it. What do we got today, Daniel?
Well, today, once again, we got some news you can use, man. And we're going down. We're going down this little rabbit hole where I thought this one was interesting. The headline reads here, daily cannabis use increases the chance of heart attack by 25%. Now, according to the research published by the Journal of American Heart Association and also funded by the National Institute of Health, adults who use cannabis daily are 25% more likely to have a heart attack than those who don't. The study also found a 42% increase in likelihood of a stroke linked to daily cannabis use, but the findings were based on data compiled by the Center of Disease and Control and Prevention from 2016 to 2020 from about 430,000 U.S. residents aged 18 to 74. Now, that being said, Connor, I find these types of reports to be misleading. And I kind of find the amount, because this happens all the time. I read stuff like, oh, it's bad for your health and this, that. But, you know, I don't really believe it, because the amount of studies being released that detail the positive effects of cannabis, especially alongside exercise and daily use. Now,
for sure,
you hearing this type of article, does it change the way you use cannabis on a daily basis? And what are your thoughts on the truthfulness of something like this?
Well, you know, I actually looked at this last night, and this whole article, and, you know, I think it's a good study. Any study that is done on cannabis is valuable. You know, any news is good news type of thing, like put cannabis in the news and people are going to talk about it. However, as far as the content of the study, I actually went and pulled up the case study. Like, I actually pulled up on the National Institute of Health. Like, they have all of the control groups, all of the stipulations, and all of their conclusions from the data they found. And I was looking through it, and honestly, I didn't feel like they controlled for a lot. For example, the only, from what I read on the case study, was that it was, the only thing that was being controlled for was non tobacco smoking cannabis users and the people who were tested in the control group were predisposed to heart problems and strokes. So upon reading that, you know, I don't think they're taking into account a lot of external factors that go into, you know, your health along with the use of cannabis. Like, for example, there's a lot of other ways that can contribute to you having those, you know, problems. For example, your lifestyle choices, you know, lack of exercise, living a sedentary lifestyle, your diet, like it, all these things, it's up to the person to be accountable for what they're doing. And there are some cases that I'm sure, you know, just health, they have genetic issues where it might, cannabis might be the problem. I'm not saying that
absolutely,
it couldn't be the case, but when I see a study like this, it's very polarizing and I feel like it can be dividing for people. And it's kind of the way I see it, it's like framed in a way to obviously, you know,
it doesn't even make sense
to
me.
Bring it down.
You would think that maybe like it might lower the blood pressure or do some good for the heart if you think about it. Because some people are super high strung and maybe cannabis is something that may help them. You know what I mean? I don't know about, you know, this was pretty much published by the American Heart Association and it was paid for by the National Institute of Health. Right. But at the same time, it doesn't add up to me. And I think we need way more research and I think we need more current research, something more thorough, not data that we got over 10 years ago. And there's more people who smoke cannabis. There's better ways to go about researching this data.
Well, and also like it kind of makes me scratch my head a little bit when, you know, we're not like they do all these studies, but then we're not allowed to, you know, comment on the endocannabinoid system, or we're not allowed to be educated about it unless you do it on your own, essentially. And so it's like, why give us this when you're leaving out crucial information that's, you know, not being taken into account for? So, you know, it kind of almost feels disingenuous. I know that's not the intention of this, or it could be. I'm not the one writing the article, but, you know, I'd like to think that all of this is for the benefit of cannabis, no matter, you know, what data is being put out, like I said, you know, initially. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, it's in a good intention that this
absolutely
article was being
something written. I did leave out though is that of those 430,000 people who were studied, right?
Yes.
Only 4% of them were daily cannabis users. Think about that. Not that I'm saying anything, because it's not like, you know, if you use cannabis every day, well, you know, all power to you. I mean, some people don't. Some people don't, you know, their bodies don't work like that. But
yeah,
I think we just need an accurate representation of what, if you're going to come up with these numbers and publish this publicly, you need to come up with an accurate representation of those numbers, not no, you know, other BS.
Thank
but,
you, Ruby. Ruby's supporting
us. Oh, yeah,
us.
She's giving
and
us
Amy
the thumbs up of approval.
We have such a supportive staff. We love them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, when we come right back, we're going to take this down to New Orleans and give you some news you can use here with Daniel and Connor. Keep it locked, bro.
Follow Blue at 1ChristopherWright. Follow Joe Grande at JoeGrande52. Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. I'm Connor Vivaldi, and I'm with my co-host Daniel Hidalgo today.
Yo, yo, yo.
And before we get back into it, I just want to let you know about Rising Tide Benefits. If you're looking for better health care at a better cost, then check out Rising Tide Benefits. Rising Tide Benefits is a benefits platform for independent workers and companies that empower them. Did you know that 30 million people are not even insured at all? This impacts the lives and livelihoods of so many. Together, we can do better. Mm-hmm. So if you need insurance for you or your company, check out Rising Tide Benefits at risingtidebenefits.com. We're back. Daniel, you have a pretty juicy headline. Why don't you take us away?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I did take a trip to New Orleans about a couple weeks back. Had a great time. Very, very hospitable people, I must admit. But we're going back down to NOLA. And we're going to get right into it. So check this out. Here's the headline. Rats infiltrate New Orleans police evidence lockup and go right for the jazz cabbage. Now.
That's crazy.
Yes. This is kind of fishy if you ask me. But anyways, not my opinion. Cannabis-loving rodents are consuming the stash held under lock and key in the New Orleans Police Department's dilapidated evidence room. The officials announced it on Monday, and the superintendent, Ann Kirkpatrick, told City Council's Criminal Justice Committee that the rats are eating our marijuana and that they're all high.
Really?
Absolutely. So.
Really?
So what? So this is a real question right here from my people in New Orleans, okay? What voodoo can be done to stop these rats within the NOLA Police Department? Or is this some type of work? Like, I don't even know how to even say this. So is this the work of like their vampire police corruption? What do you think? Is this police corruption?
Man.
Or what can they do to stop these rats from eating the so-called evidence in the cannabis section?
Do rats really eat cannabis? Like, Diego, look this up.
I think they do. I'm not going to
lie. Look up. Do rats eat cannabis? Because it's...
I think they eat the stocks.
Article pulled up too.
But anyways,
what does this say? They're all high, but like a bud. Like obviously they'd probably go and eat an edible.
I'm not
like,
sure. So evidence lockup. They have all types of evidence, right? They jack you for your shit.
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Later on in the article, there is another case that they're referencing to. I'll show it to you guys right now.
Okay. All right. Kind of give us the spiel because I can't really see from here.
Okay, so it says in 2022, CNN reported a case of rats in northern India eating more than 500 kilograms of cannabis.
Of bud, like from the grow.
Yeah, same thing.
No way.
Damn.
Well, I gotta shut
I've
up.
I've heard about that, though. I've heard about, like, even in, you know, how people grow bud in their house? I had a buddy, like, maybe 15 years ago. He was growing, like, when OG came out popping, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was growing bud in like his basement of his crib. And then the next time I went to visit him, we were all having beers or whatnot. Like he said that the rats ate the stalks. Like they went in there and they just dug up the fucking plant. They ate the stalks.
Nasty business.
I don't know, man. Like New Orleans gets flooded all the time. I wouldn't think they had like a gang of rodents down there. You know what I mean? Like it rains, it floods, it goes away. But you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me. I think this is some sort of you know, police corruption. And if you know anything about the history of New Orleans, you know, that I don't know.
Yeah, man, some voodoo's at work.
Yeah, exactly. Or vampires.
That's crazy. So, okay. In the event that...
How do you feel about this?
In the event that the rats actually ate it, like... How are you preventing this? Like, say you're working at that police station. What are you about to get down and do? Like, mm-hmm. do you have to
bro,
completely seal off better the lockup? Are you trying to get the rats out of there? Like,
their police
sounds like there's a lot
of
rats and they're big ones.
They have a lot of old buildings down there. Their police department looks like the White House or something like that. I'm not even gonna lie, it's right over there by Jackson Square down there, and but I think they should be more on top of that shit, because what if it was some more important? And I'm sure, like, if I was, you know, first off, this falls onto the hands of whoever's doing the security or whoever's in charge of what comes in and out of that evidence room. I don't care if a human went and took it, if it was a human rat or a real life rodent or whatever, but that shit shouldn't even be happening. You guys should take preventative measures and make sure and stop stealing the citizens' weed, please. Leave weed alone, especially in the South. Like, we need a global, I don't know about federal legalization to where, you know, it's to the point where it's, you know, inside of a pharmacy or anything like that. But I agree with maybe just taking it off, like, you know, the Controlled Substance Act, and just leave the people alone. So other than that, that's that. And, you know, we'll come right back with another edit, an editorial, another article for you guys. This is News You Can Use with Daniel and Connor, and we'll be right back. Let's go.
You want to hear your name shouted out live on the show? Call us anytime, 1-800-420-1980, and leave us a voicemail.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? It. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe. Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. This is our last segment here for the show, but before we get into it, have you ever found yourself caught up and need a lawyer to help you out? Well, we've got the man for you. Call our attorney, Mr. Freddie Sage at the Fox Firm. He has over 20 years of experience and has become one of the best known criminal defense firms and cannabis law attorneys in the state of California. From low-level misdemeanors to high-level felonies and any matters related to cannabis, the Fox Firm offers a free initial consultation on all legal matters. Call them now, 310-877-5033, or check them out at the website at thefoxfirm.com with two X's. We're back. Cannabis Talk 101, news style. Daniel, please introduce us to the last article.
Here we go, here we go. We're going across the seas. We're going to Thailand with it. And this one is kind of confusing, Connor. Kind of confusing. So the article reads that Thailand is to ban recreational use of cannabis by the end of 2024. We're seven months in. And the prior news coming out of Thailand was that they were going to legalize cannabis. So I already booked my plane. I already hit up Mary, told her, you know, hook it up with the, you know, the connects down there. But according to the health minister of Thailand, cannabis will be recreationally illegal by the end of this year, but the plant will be tolerated for medicinal purposes. And that's the official news. After Thailand became the first country in South Asia to free medicinal use in 2018, then recreational use in 2022, tens of thousands of cannabis shops have sprung up in the industry, projected to be worth $1.2 billion just by the end of this year. So, 2022, it sounds like they ran it up in Thailand.
Yes.
Something happened. They had a change of heart. And the minister, the health minister, wants it axed in 10 months or less. They're projected to make $1.2 billion U.S. dollars this year, or the equivalent to U.S. dollars at the end of this year. So what do you think is going to happen? And do you think Thailand's going to let this slip through their fingertips?
Well, I just don't quite, you know, understand why you're going to leave one foot in and one foot out of the cannabis industry when all of the market conditions are there for you to succeed.
Absolutely.
Obviously, they've already had this sample period of 2018 with medicinal and a little bit of recreational use since 2022. Like, they're making a lot of money with it. So is it, you know,
not only that, it's driving different markets. It's creating tourism. Like, now people
are like,
the
hotels and all the experiences. Yeah, like you said.
Yeah, you know, I'm somebody who doesn't travel without my stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't care where it's at. I'm gonna go with it. And don't TSA, please leave me alone. I'm tired of this. So, but I choose my destination based on, hey, can I buy that shit there or not? Thailand is definitely one of these places in the last couple of years where I had my eyeball on for a vacation. You know, we've been busy these last 3 years here at Cannabis Talk, but trust me, we do vacation. We do have some fun. And Thailand was definitely somewhere where we had our eyes on. And this type of article is discouraging, especially for the traveling industry. After we spent time locked up, in the pandemic, I'm sure every country could use a little bit of tourism in their spot. So
for sure. And obviously, you know, we're taking this article at face value at the moment that,
absolutely,
you know, this will actually happen. But you never know if this is kind of a little game that they're playing with the media and trying to report some things. And maybe they're trying to get a bill passed through the other. You know, you never know. I'm not from Thailand. I'm not privy with their policies and what they pass. However, you know, at least from our experience, we know that the media can be used in multiple different ways, whether that's beneficial or otherwise. So, you know, we don't know if they're actually going to do this. Like, they've been flirting with it for a couple of years, and they, you know, come out with a statement every once in a while that's saying that it might end. So
I just don't understand how you could go back through something like that. So if it's recreational use in 2022, I want to know what actually went wrong for these people to go back. Did they get a bad taste in their mouth in the sense of, like, they see how society's going? Like, I get it. You know what I mean?
Nah.
For these people who want to be, you know, act like professional or whatever, but still get money through cannabis, I understand that it's a bad look. You know what I'm saying? But I want to know the exact things that went wrong so that if people in the future, other countries don't have to make the same mistake.
I mean, if I could guess, it would be that they couldn't find a way. The government
to monetize it.
Exactly. Like, you know, they make it.
They're not making enough money.
They make it recreational. And then, you know, where's their cut? That's how they're viewing it. They're like, oh, we did you a favor. Now, you know, where's our money back with it? And obviously, you know, just from viewing this from our perspective, it just seems like they had a black market and they weren't able to control it.
Absolutely. And even on both sides of the coin, we've seen what they did to Amsterdam. Amsterdam's doing numbers when it comes to cannabis and mushrooms, whatever the hell it is that they're doing over there. But they're actually cracking down on, you know, they don't want people coming in and messing up their entire city. They don't want people pissing in their canals, throwing bikes and just acting a fool. I understand if that's something that Thailand has an issue with, not acting a fool. I think, you know, if you're going to go to any country and, you know, partake in their culture, you should be respectful 100%. But maybe, you know, maybe they're doing this because of, you know, something they've seen society going awry, maybe. But I think you're more on the right track with they're not monetizing it. They thought that they were going to make all this money, but they ended up not. And now they're retaliating.
They're seeing this whole market cap and how much money they're going to make.
Because you know how these guys
pissed.
Get, you know, mad. when their pockets are low, they're, you know, they start acting a little emotional with it. So a lot of these health ministers and all that stuff out there, you know, they should just leave the politics to the politicians and the doctors to the, you know, the health stuff. So, but other than that, man, I think that's it. We're going to go through a couple of the staff names that helped this podcast make it what it is. And go ahead.
We'd like to thank Adrian, Amy, Amir, Mary, Magazine Mondo, Michaela, Nix, Elizabeth, Teddy the Show Dog, Ice Dog Zeus, Daniel, Diego, Joe, Lupita, Litzy, Logan, Lorenzo, Gary, Francisco, Carly, Connor, Cam, Beach Bar Solar, Brandon T, Ali Muffin, Sunday, OG Skinny Ruby, Goldie, Brother Pitt, Mark Carnes, Tony K, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, Erica, and Elvis. We thank you.
Of course.
From all of our hearts.
Of course, of course. Without you, there would be no me. I'd probably still be at the moving company. Shouts out to them. So, we'll see you guys next time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys. And if no one else loves you,
we do.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.